is nowhere.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 594. Jason Lindgren is with me, as is Clive DeCarl, for his, I don't know, eighth, ninth, tenth time, something like that. We're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to open up with nicotine. We're going to cover a very interesting spin on tobacco that I don't think most people would think about. But anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a hot and humid good morning.
So, Clive, I got to thank you. I got my package. I had almost run out of the magnesium. And for people listening who have followed along, Clive's magnesium helped me relieve my trigger finger. But then I was getting arthritis, and I thought it was carpal tunnel, but then it was clearly arthritis. So I up my magnesium a little bit each day. So I take 3 in the morning, maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon, 3 at night. By the way, you can't OD on it. If you take more than you should, you're going to have the runs. It comes right back out of you if you take more than you need. And then the niacin and the B1, which is ironic because I've heard people saying very negative things about B1 and supplements in general. But my point is I take these every day. My arthritis is gone and I don't have trigger finger. As a matter of fact, if I go about, I don't know, a week without these things, I can feel my hands tightening up. Anyhow, the package arrived after being messed with your customs and my customs. So thank you so much, Clive.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Great pleasure to be with you both.
All right. Do you want to tell folks where they can find you on your work? Maybe the Secret Health Club info.
Well, exactly. So I have 2 websites. The first one is secrethealthclub.com. I started that 10 years ago when the UK government shut me down on YouTube and were trying really to close me down big time. So all the information that I feel that they don't want you to know is in a sort of simple A to Z form on the Secret Health Club. Now, I'd like to make it clear that while it's pay to join, it's $100 to join it. If somebody can't afford that, all they've got to do is email me, clive@clivedecarl.com, and you can say what you can afford to pay and I'll join you up. If you can't afford anything, I'll join you up for free, because while I've got an organization to run, I do feel that information actually should be free.
All right, there it is, man. That's quite a thing. We do a similar thing, but I've got to ask, are there going to be any discounts proffered for this episode?
Yes, absolutely. There'll be a 10% discount on our 30-day rejuvenation pack. In the past, I've always wanted to sell supplements that last like 3 months because it saves on just repetitive postage. It's much cheaper if you buy a bit in bulk. But I've been persuaded that a lot of people can't afford to test it out without spending that much money on that much bulk. So I put a 30-day pack together, which actually has quite large quantities in. And I would say 90% of people who are not currently successfully supplementing will notice a difference in how they feel, their energy levels, how well they sleep, how well they think, that sort of thing. It really is very effective. And if you get the doses right and the quality of the supplements is right, you should feel the difference with some of the supplements on day one, but some maybe in 5 minutes. You know, if you've got pain, you start taking magnesium and you'll probably notice it very quickly. You know, magnesium, for instance, people have muscle cramps. If you rub on the liquid magnesium, it'll stop a muscle cramp in seconds rather than it lasting perhaps a couple of minutes. You know, they use magnesium to stop heart attacks in the emergency room.
I can't go without it. That's why I ordered bulk, so that I know I have it for like the next couple of years. I have it stored in a cool, dark place. All the bottles and the things are sealed. But let's jump into nicotine here, Clive. Here's my observation. We did an episode with David Avocado Wolf that gives you a completely different view about the spiritual nature of tobacco, which is far different than going and buying a box of Marlboros, which are chocked full of thousands, at least 1,000 chemicals. You smoke Marlboros and things like that, you're doing damage. If you can get tobacco without stuff in it, and you use it not as an addiction and a habit, there's a whole different thing going on. But what I noticed was here in the state of Rhode Island, occasionally they run don't smoke campaigns, not very often. In 2020, they hit it hard. Not only did they hit it hard, they jacked the price of a pack of cigarettes. Some of them are like at liquor stores pushing $20. I don't think it's quite $20, but I think I've seen 16, 17, that kind of thing. And I was thinking to myself, if they're busy reducing the population, why would they even bother to be running anti-smoking campaigns, right? That kills you, right? That's what we've been told our whole life. But as Rose was mentioning before we came on the end, there's a ton of people who had families where everyone got sick during COVID. And I'm not saying I believe in COVID, but for a fact, people got sick. Things like losing their smell and other things. But the people who smoked didn't get it. So there was this mindset growing that the people who smoked were somehow immune. But then I saw evidence later leading me to believe that people who smoked were interfering with something that the shots were doing. Anyhow, there's all my observations. So over to you.
Well, I completely agree. And I recognize the same propaganda that was going out. And some time ago, I researched what are the negative effects of nicotine when it comes to pharmaceutical drugs. And it turns out that nicotine turns off or turns down the effects of many pharmaceutical drugs. I wouldn't like to say all of them, but I was surprised about the interactions between nicotine making pharmaceutical drugs less effective. And clearly, the shamanic tradition in South America has been to use tobacco as a detoxification element. You know, they burn tobacco and blow it all over you. It's absolutely clear that nicotine is protective, but the good news is you don't have to smoke it to get the protection. You can use nicotine patches, which incidentally aren't addictive.
Well, there is a campaign, and I didn't look it up. I'm guessing you could. There's a campaign afoot. I don't remember. It's been a while since I was aware of it, like 6 months or something. But I think there's this thing where they're saying the next generation is going to grow up in a smoke-free world. And if I had to guess, that must mean the WEF has something to do with it. But are you familiar with the idea that they will have smoking off the table by, I don't know, whatever comes after Generation Alpha or maybe Generation Alpha?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that. But anything that's good for you, they don't want you to have. That's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's surprising. People should go back and catch the David Avocado Wolf. When he came out to visit me, he had his absolutely pristine grown in his backyard tobacco strains, some of them heirloom going back to maybe close to the founding of this country. And it was amazing. He rolled them up. We smoked them. There's an absolute spiritual element going on there. But again, I can't stress, it's not the same as buying a pack of Marlboros. That stuff is chocked full of chemicals, though I am aware there are major cigarette brands that claim there are no additives other than tobacco. But this push to remove tobacco is a very telling thing because we see the efforts of depopulation. So wouldn't it be that tobacco is damn near free and you get two for one, smoke it up out there, everybody? But that's not what we see.
You can grow it really easily. You know, even in England, you can grow tobacco easily. My grandfather, who smoked a pipe and lived till his mid-80s, he grew it in the back garden and then hung it upside down to dry in the garage. And, 100% natural.
That would be it's easy to grow, I'm told. I've never grown it, but I'm told it's very easy to grow. One plant produces quite a bit, and that would be a heck of a barter tool to have. If things went south, if you were growing tobacco, I imagine you'd be able to barter for other things.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I hadn't thought about that.
For people who haven't seen, I've seen tobacco leaves that are, I don't know, over a foot, maybe close to a foot and a half long. So yeah, he dried it out. He was hand rolling them and he gave me one of those. I think there was a pipe. I don't think I did that, but it was very smooth. And he gave me a jar later of his pure tobacco, and I got one of those old-fashioned pipes. But I think it's key. I mean, what do you think, Clive? That's almost certainly a barter product. I mean, you could almost certainly trade tobacco for eggs or something.
Yeah, no, I think it's a brilliant idea, and everybody should pay attention to that one. I think it's very good. Of course, there's weed as well, which is also another good barter project, and that's is incredibly easy to grow. I mean, ridiculous. I think the American authorities, aren't they, are still publicly eradicating the wild cannabis that grew everywhere in the States.
Well, I think I'm not sure about this, but I think most of the crop cannabis wasn't cannabis, it was hemp. I think they were getting the fiber-based plants growing, but they've really they've gotten so lenient compared to 25 years ago. But I agree with you. If you're going to grow cannabis or tobacco, those would be two things. And by the way, the cannabis and the tobacco both have medical applications and spiritual applications. Though in this country, it's mostly been portrayed as you get high on it.
I used to work with a doctor 20-odd years ago, and he was absolutely adamant that smoking was a good thing generally. And he said most lung cancer isn't to do with smoking. The majority of people who have lung cancer, I believe, don't smoke.
My first job out of school was in a nursing home. It was my father's attempt, because he was a teacher. I left school in ninth grade, and that was my father's attempt to show me, if you're not going to get an education, this is the kind of work you're going to do. But in the nursing home, there were a number of people that were in their upper 80s and 90s that would go to the smoking room each day. And I remember thinking about that. How come these people aren't getting cancer? But the one I remember was a man named Ward. He had been in World War I. He'd lost a lung and damaged the other to mustard gas. And he smoked every day. If I remember correctly, he passed away at 92 or 3, somewhere in that. And I always remembered thinking, if what they say about cigarettes is true, then how can it be? Because I talked to some of the people and they've been smoking since they were teenagers. And so at the time, I remember thinking it must be genetic, but I don't think we've been told totally the truth about tobacco. And another thing I think is we know damn well the kinds of additives that they put in it to make it terrible for you. In other words, I guess the tobacco alone wasn't bad enough for them.
Yes, quite. And it is amazing how we've been misled. You know, I was misled, or they tried to mislead me 40 years ago. I think many people know the story. I took an antibiotic and I got rheumatoid arthritis from it. And they told me I had an autoimmune disease, but they lied. Maybe they didn't lie intentionally, but what happens is that everybody, generally speaking, gets vaccinated as a child, a baby, whatever, and then take various drugs, particularly antibiotics, during their life. And then later, or perhaps immediately, something goes wrong. And the doctors, as an excuse, because they don't want to say they've just poisoned you with the drug, they say, oh, your body's gone wrong. You've got an autoimmune disease now. And, you know, there's nothing you can do. It's just one of those things, bad luck. And in my opinion, autoimmunity does not exist. It's a lie, covering up for doctors' errors.
That's unbelievable. We just talked with a guy who goes by Dr. Robert, and he so succinctly broke down the idea of how the spell is cast when you go in and they look at you and then they inform you you've got this thing with a name or that thing with a name. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the Chinese medicine, wasn't it, Jason?
Yes.
The old Chinese medicine, where there were cases where the doctor didn't get paid if he didn't cure you, they think about it 180 degrees differently. But one of our guests was showing how when they tell you now you've got COPD or something, it's a bit of a spell because of what the mental impact on the patient is, which is a similar thing as when a doctor utters the words, you've got 8 months to live. First of all, how the hell do you know? But the mental impact of that is a bit like casting a spell.
How they know is that nobody on that cocktail of drugs lives more than 6 months.
Good point. But are you guys ready to move on from tobacco?
Yeah, sure.
I would like to add, if people out there are going to grow it, you should make an effort to try to get heirloom seeds or quality seeds that haven't been genetically modified. You got to pay attention to these things now. And if you do successfully grow it, we'd like to hear about it. But where do you want to go from here, Clive?
Well, I'd really like to touch on trauma release, because about 4 weeks ago, I was at a festival and something really incredible happened to do with trauma release. This lady arrives on a mobility scooter and she talks to me, but I can't understand what she's saying. Maybe 10% of what she says is understandable. The rest of it's just garble. And it's not that her brain's gone. She can't speak properly because she's got motor neurone disease. And she just about makes it to sit down. And we treat her for the trauma using a very simple tool. And she's a lot better, a lot better. She could barely walk. Now she's walking better, talking better. I can now pretty much understand enough of what she's saying. And she explains to me, oh, I treated her with the Tesla device as well. She has a complete breakdown, crying, screaming, just horrendous. And I have to hug her. And during this time, she does speak. And she explains to me that her daughter had died 14 years ago. And I could witness she was getting rid of that trauma right in front of my eyes. And after 15 minutes of hugging, she starts laughing and giggling and laughing, really won't stop laughing, gets up and walks and talks now, I don't know, 80% or so in an understandable manner. And it seemed to me that what had happened is when her daughter died, she would have perhaps blamed herself, thought herself as useless, worthless, not fit to live, something like that, for letting her daughter down. And I think her body picked up on that and became useless, worthless, and she had all the symptoms which doctors called motor neuron disease. But I think it was a trauma response. And I got an email from her about 3 days ago saying she's continually getting better. I lent her a Tesla device to use to continue the process. And the weird thing is I don't do many consultations these days, and I don't get that many people with motor neurons. 3 days later, somebody else comes with motor neuron disease, and they get an improvement as well with both the trauma release and the Tesla device.
So wait a minute. What is the trauma release treatment? So people listening know the Tesla device is also called a violet ray device. You can look it up online. Clive has maybe one of the biggest collections of authentic Tesla devices that I'm aware of, just so you know. But what is the other treatment that you're doing? What is the device?
It's a chair. It's one of those anti-gravity chairs that people have in the garden. Very simple. And within it, there are 18 pulsed pressure wave generators. So it's a bit like sitting on 18 subwoofers, a bit like that. So you feel like you're floating when you sit on it, like lying on it, really. And it puts you into a state of sympathetic dominance. In other words, a fight or flight situation. Although you don't feel in any way frightened or anything like that, the body experiencing these vibrations gets into sympathetic dominant. Then the chair stops suddenly and you drop, it feels physical, you drop into this space of, wow, sort of nothing. And it's taken you from sympathetic to parasympathetic in a few seconds. And the body is so unused to that as a sensation, a lot of people lose the trauma. It's really bizarre. Let me give you another example. Same day as this lady, have another lady who had been electrocuted with a high-tension electric fence. She grabbed it, and it was three-phase. You know, three-phase is one where you can't let go. It's not good. Only 1 person in 10 apparently survived that. Anyway, so when she came, she explained that she could see her left arm, she could see her left leg, but it was as though they belonged to somebody else. She said, I just got no sense. I can walk, I can use it, but I have no sensation there. They belong to somebody else. So we put her on the chair for 10 minutes and she gets up and all the feeling has come back. And I think it was 3 or 4 years that she'd been, whatever you call that, partially paralyzed or something. All the feeling came back after 10 minutes. But what got really extraordinary was that she explained what happened on the day. She explained that she had a friend with her at that time, and the friend saw exactly what happened. And the friend recounted that what she saw was this black guy come up to her and pull her off the fence, pulled her off the fence. Anyway, the lady said, well, you know, the strange thing was there were only two of us there that day, but my husband, who died a year prior, he was black. And so the black man who pulled her off the fence was, in her opinion, her previously deceased husband.
So what do you call the device, this chair? What is it properly called?
We've been calling it the magic chair. We have a reason for that. And if anybody's interested, they should contact me, just clive@clivedecarle.com, and put magic chair, and we'll send them all the details. It's the most incredible thing. I mean, the Tesla device is the most amazing, if you like, when it, certainly when it comes to a lot of things like pain. But I haven't realized And so I bought a number of these trauma release chairs. How important trauma release is. We've all heard that trauma gets trapped in the body and expresses itself as heart or cancer or pain or whatever it might be. But I've put probably maybe 1,000 people on the chairs so far in the last 8 months. And it's just incredible how many people, pain goes away, whatever the trauma is that's created the problem. The emotions are so powerful. And we've had just extraordinary results. I mean, for people who aren't stressed, traumatized, and I count myself in that number because I'm 70 years old, I think I've dealt with my mother and all the other traumas I might have had. For me, it doesn't do magnificent things. It's very pleasant, and I really like it. And you can do hour-long meditation programs with it if you want. You can do, if you want to do some sports, you can do a sports program that will put you in the ideal state. You can, if you have problems sleeping, there are sleep programs, lots and lots of choices to set, put you, you know, up, down, or sideways. And the research of it is magnificent. Some years back, there was a scientist in America who developed what is, I think, considered by a lot of people to be the most advanced brain scanning device that they use in lots of hospitals around the world. And he and some other scientists worked on this chair using brain monitoring equipment to see what frequencies, for what intensity, for what lengths of time had the most beneficial effect on the brain. So I was out in France 3 weeks ago meeting one of the inventors, the main inventor, who was using the chairs for the Olympic athletes. Now, I don't like the Olympics, but nevertheless, athletes, football players, all sorts are seeing the benefit of what it can do, because it can not only rev you up at the end of a match or a game, you can do a nice long, slow program, which absolutely relieves the tension in the muscles and in the mind. You know, firefighters use it a lot when coming out of burning buildings. A lot of rescue workers treating children have been using them. It's really way more than what you might think a chair is.
So this device is for the average person. And in a minute, I'm going to ask you about the other things that it's helped people with. But this is really priced for practitioners, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I sold one the other day to a Dubai princess. But unless you're in Princess League, they're about $11,000, something like that.
US.
US. So it's not the end of the world, money-wise. But for what it can do, it's going to pay for itself very, very rapidly. I mean, out of the 1,000 or so people I've put on it so far, I would say 97% say one word when it stops. They go, wow, pretty much everybody. Flat Earth Dave tried it several times, and he was off the charts amazed by it.
So can people get access? I mean, for the average person, they're going to be wanting to get access. How prevalent are the magic chairs now? I mean, are you like the sole contact point at this juncture, or can people get access?
No, they are already in the United States, and I am the agent for the UK, but I can sell them in any part of the world. And if anybody is interested, they should just email me, live@livedecarle.com, and I'll link them up to all the details. We've got hundreds of people videoed coming off the chair. It's amazing.
Do you have the ability, if someone in the US emailed you, to tell them where they could access to try it?
Exactly. Okay. And what we're offering to individuals or practitioners, that if they want to actually spend a tiny bit more than the 11,000, what I have access to is free memberships to the Secret Health Club. And so my proposal is that if somebody buys one for an extra $500, I can give them 20 memberships to the Secret Health Club, which is worth $2,000. They want to spend $1,000 more, they can get 50. Free Secret Health Club memberships, which again, they can either give them away or sell them at a discount price or sell them at the full price. For practitioners, it's going to so help their clients if they've got access to the Secret Health Club's A to Z of information, because it's many, many years in the making and it's so useful. When people contact me and say, I want a consultation, I say, well, look, just look at the Secret Health Club first. Look up your problem, whatever it is. And if you can't find the answer, then get back to me. And luckily for me, because I want to do other things other than consultations, Not that many people have to come back, so the answers are there to a large degree.
What are some of the other ailments that you feel would be beneficial by using the magic chair?
Well, basically, it doesn't matter what the ailment is if the basis of it is trauma, but it does have all sorts of other effects because it's very visceral, it's very physical. You can feel it, depending on which program you choose, you can feel it rippling down your muscle groups of your backs and your legs and so on. It's incredibly relaxing. In fact, say one thing that people say more than anything else is how relaxed they feel. But then there are also ones to rev you up. There's a fantastic one for kids where they take off in a rocket ship and go through asteroid belts and ice belts. And the device, the chair, because it's so visceral, it's really believable. The kids are just smiling their faces off when they're experiencing it.
Do you wear a visor while you're doing it?
Well, there are three sections to how you can use the machine. At the beginning, you wear a blindfold that you can open your eyes with in total darkness and headphones. And the headphones talk you through it because there's a bit to learn. It teaches you various breathing techniques. For instance, the kids taking off in the rocket ship, suddenly the rocket engines fail and they're taught how to breathe themselves into the rocket's dock. And they don't know, but they're being taught a really powerful breathing technique. But the kids come off really, really in a happy state. So there are over 200 breathing techniques you can learn through an app with the machine. But there are many breathing techniques that are just standard in the main program. The second level is where you can connect a bio drive, which monitors your neurology through heart rate variability, stuff like that. And now your breathing techniques will affect the way the chair responds. So you can literally have an individually tailored set of, you could be coordinating your heart with your brain, for instance. Then the third level is where you don't need the headphones or the blindfold anymore, and you can listen to music or watch a movie or whatever you like. Because basically, you've learned what the machine's capabilities actually are. And for instance, there's a program where you do about, I don't know, a minute Wim Hof breathing, and now suddenly you can hold your breath for a very long time, double what you'd normally be able to hold it for. And when the chair stops and you sink into this void, sort of fabulous nothingness, you can stay there for a minute or more. Well, I've had meditators said they haven't been that deep in 20 years of practicing meditation. There are about six or seven, I think, meditation programs. One's narrated by Cate Blanchett. Some are silent. Some have sort of forest noises going on or rivers, you know, that sort of thing.
So people can go on YouTube, and on Clive DeCarl's YouTube channel, there's a video called The Magic Chair. You can get a glimpse, but there, I'm reading through what you sent me. So the libido device is separate from the magic chair, or is it the same?
No, the libido device is another device entirely, equally interesting.
Well, we should cover that. Are we ready to wrap up the magic chair?
I think so. I could tell you loads more stories, but you've got the gist.
I'm interested. I would like to check it out. And I think it's cool that people can contact you and find out where they could get access. And I think it's cool that practitioners can think about getting this. But let's talk about the libido device. I'm reading through some of the statements here. So it delivers 19,000 pelvic floor exercises painlessly in 30 minutes. On average, 6 to 10 sessions mean a significant reduction or maybe a resolution for such things as incontinence, erectile dysfunction, constipation, that's a big one in our era, and it's ideal for post-birth. It is claimed to tighten vaginas as well as other things, particularly for people who are fearful of prolapse. So what is the device, Clive?
It's electromagnetic. It's very simple, pulsed electromagnetics. And rather than you doing the exercise, it exercises you. So with the magic chair, where people always go, wow, what people go with the libido seat when I turn it on is, ooh, like that, because you feel it, right? It doesn't hurt or anything, but you're aware that suddenly your pelvic floor is exercising itself. And it runs various programs, and during the 30 minutes, the intensities change and the frequencies change and so on. If somebody's got a very strong pelvic floor, they will feel it much more than somebody with a weak pelvic floor. And I've had several people whose incontinence has been fixed in one go. And I've only had it for about 4 months.
Wow.
And I don't normally see clients. These are just random practitioners coming who happen to have incontinence. The general rule is most people get fixed in 4 goes. But why I put 6 to 10 is just to be, I'd rather people were pleasantly surprised by how quick it took rather than be disappointed because it took longer than 4 or 6 or 1 go. So again, the price is pretty similar. You're looking at sort of $11,000 or something like that. But if I had incontinence, for instance, I would happily pay $1,000 for a course of treatments. And as the practitioner, all you do is switch it on. You don't do a little bit of explanation. You know, there's nothing much to it. Same with the magic chair, nothing much to it to learn how to use it. And you can go and do something else for that half an hour. You could talk to the patient while they're on it, or you could just leave them to it. I usually give them the brochure for the machine so they can read all about it. I usually give them the training manual as well, the professional side of it, so they can read that too. So they know as much as I do, so to speak. But I mean, let's say you charge $2,000 to fix somebody's erectile dysfunction or whatever, I'd pay for that as well. So 6 people, and you paid for the machine.
The little blue pill for erectile dysfunction was pretty expensive, wasn't it? I think that may have changed. I think they may have lost their patent and now generics exist or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but my God, is that blue pill dangerous? I mean, really, really dangerous.
So you have directly witnessed people with erectile dysfunction getting that fixed with this device.
It changes things reasonably dramatically, but it's important to understand that it's not for everybody because there are different situations as to why the erectile dysfunction has been caused in the first place. You know, it might be nitric oxide deficiency, but it might be other arterial issues, diabetics, for instance. It's not going to be quite as easy for some people as it might be for others. But the same is true for incontinence. People might have a bladder issue. Most bladder issues, by the way, are usually a vitamin B1 deficiency, along with all the other B vitamins, but vitamin B1. There's quite a history. The original machine, this is a copy of the original machine, which cost $45,000, roughly. And the research on this technology is not new. It's been around for quite a while, but people are only just waking up to its existence.
And so is this the same as the magic chair if people emailed you? Could you tell them how to get access? Or if they were a practitioner that wanted to get one, you could direct them as well?
Absolutely. And if they happen to go on the Secret Health Club, there's a whole section on the magic chair and the Tesla devices, for example. We're just about to put the pelvic floor device on there as well. They can be shipped easily around the world. You know, they're fine from a US safety perspective and so on.
What does it feel like? Is it similar to, like, you know, those, like Bruce Lee, everyone saw the old Bruce Lee where he puts the little electrodes on his stomach muscles and they contract? Does it feel like that?
No, it's more pleasant than that. Those electro-stim devices were not terribly comfortable or pleasant. This is more pleasant. In fact, I had a woman 2 weeks ago. I turned it on and she said, "Ooh, is it meant to feel this nice?" No, it's not unpleasant.
All right. You want to cover sciatica and carpal tunnel? That's another I hear all the time of people having that problem. You know what's weird? I don't know if you knew, Clive, but I broke my ankle on June 20. I'm pretty much walking now. I'm a quick heel, but I have met the handyman that I hire, who's a friend of mine. He broke his foot. 2 people in the neighborhood have friends. I mean, so many people broke their foot or their ankle. It's just weird. But sciatica and carpal tunnel are really, really prevalent. And I know sciatica can be a nightmare. So what can you offer about these?
Well, I suspect that sciatica and carpal tunnel happen more with vegans than they do with the rest. Because if you want to fix sciatica or carpal tunnel, vitamin B1, B6, B12 are absolutely key. But it's worth knowing that if you take any single B vitamin, you really ought to take the B vitamin complex with it. So vitamin C also is bound to be important. Magnesium is bound to be important. If I had one of those, I'd just be going straight to my 30-day rejuvenation pack and just try the lot. Follow the instructions, try it all. Not to think, I'll just try one thing at a time and see what works. Much better to start slow, perhaps, but try all of them at the same time, because you know, we're all low on the same type of nutrients. And in the pack, there are 10 things which I think are the most crucial. And vitamin C helps magnesium work. Magnesium helps vitamin C work, and so on. So it's easy to fix carpal tunnel and sciatica. I mean, generally, if somebody comes physically to me, obviously I'll use the Tesla device. Usually it works to fix those problems, but the problems arose because of a basic nutrient deficiency and presumably toxic poisoning. If bones are breaking, then one should suspect a vitamin K2 deficiency, magnesium deficiency, and if it's winter, a sun deficiency.
You know, I believe you, Clive. When I did the trigger, I was on the air with you when I did the trigger finger thing, and I felt within 30 minutes, I felt a change. Over the course of a few days, it lessened a lot, but with the arthritis, it was flat out amazing. I was already taking the magnesium. I kicked it up a little bit. I added 3 extra pills or capsules in the middle of the day. I took the niacin and the very B complex you're talking about, and it was gone the same day. So I woke up in the morning with arthritis that was getting to be quite annoying. And by evening time, it was gone. And as I mentioned a couple times, when I ran out of things, within about a week, I can tell my hands are starting to tighten. So it's kind of crazy to think about it, because that implies that there was a time in the past when our food had all this, you know, we were getting it constantly. But the ones you mentioned for sciatica and carpal tunnel are basically what I'm using to make sure my hands are good.
Yeah. I mean, health needn't be complex. I mean, sometimes it's tricky to fix stuff that's happened for a very long time. But even then, with the chair the other weekend, I got 3 people out of long-term pain just sitting on the chair for 10 minutes, like 40 years of pain, 20 years of pain.
Oh.
So there are lots of ways to fix most things. It's just incredible how important the B vitamins are. I think we've probably talked about B vitamins before, but I mean, if you know somebody who is anorexic, it's a vitamin B1 deficiency. You know somebody who's got schizophrenia or bipolar, manic depression, that's almost certainly going to be B3. People having seizures, almost certainly be B6. People who haven't got energy, all the B vitamins. You know, happiness and energy, it's the B vitamins. And this is one of the problems that unless vegans are addressing the fermented vegetable route to get these B vitamins, you know, it's not easy. Again, it's about the quality. You know, 95% of the magnesium supplements out there are going to be rubbish, and deliberately so, because the people who own the companies probably are the pharmaceutical or the war industry, and they don't want you well, they want you ill. So it really is, can't stress enough how important, particularly with magnesium, it is to get a blend that is the best you can get. With some things, it's not so important. For instance, bicarbonate of soda, I think probably if it's pure bicarb, it is pure bicarb, you don't need to shop about. But with magnesium, with B vitamins, it's vital, because a lot of B vitamins have folic acid in, for instance. And the press, the doctors will tell pregnant women, you need folic acid, but that's synthetic. No, you don't. You need folates, methylated folates. So with B vitamins are methylated. A lot of people have been told, maybe they've done a genetic test, and they've been told, you've got the dreaded MTFR gene, and that means you can't methylate properly. But hang on a minute, there's epigenetics. You can methylate properly if you've got the right microbiome, if your bacteria throughout your body is in the right balance, you can methylate. So many people are scared by expensive tests, which tell them all sorts of horrible things. But the testing people don't necessarily know what the solutions are. They probably know how to sell you something.
Well, this is why I get my magnesium from you. The first time that I ran out of it, I tried to go to like a CVS, and it's not the same game. When you look at the label on the one you make, it's carefully put together, all these little different magnesium elements. When you go into CVS, first of all, the dosing's wrong. Second of all, they got this gel cap where if you did get the dosing right, you'd be eating 5 ounces of gel cap. it's ridiculous. But the other thing I was going to mention is constipation seems to be epidemic. I hear so many people that suffer from constipation. And if you're taking magnesium regularly, your constipation will probably go away. And if it doesn't, a teaspoon of vitamin C on top of that will get you there. And I'm just mentioning it because if you're not going to the bathroom regularly, that's going to cause all kinds of trouble down the road. But I want to push into the COPD because that too is a very common ailment these days.
Well, yeah. So again, it can be a B vitamin deficiency. If you eat too many carbs, if you're stressed, depressed, anxious, you've got thrombosis, calcification, clotting, your glucose metabolism is all out. They're all B1. It's just incredible how important B1 is. So COPD, there's a very good chance that that's going to help. I would also be using NAC and N-acetylcysteine.
That's niacin?
No. Niacin can create NAD, which is about energy. Vitamin B3 gives you energy and happiness. But B1, I think it, almost everybody's low on everything, but the B vitamins are definitely worth trying.
What is in the B complex that you send me?
There's B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, quite a few of them, the most important ones in a balance.
So I want you to address this, Clive. We've had people say that you shouldn't take B supplements because they're synthetic. Actually, maybe Rose will text me. There's been a few things said of why B vitamins, negative comments about B vitamins, which I don't agree with in the least, because that's part of what allowed me to lose the trigger finger and to not have arthritis. So how do you respond to that attitude?
Well, there are lots and lots of natural vitamins and synthetic vitamins. Now, in some cases, using the natural ones could be a first choice, but there are many cases where you could not get the result with the natural ones because of the concentration that you would actually need, you know, the amount you would need. For instance, 40 years ago, the first time I ever saw terminal cancer reversed was 35 grams of vitamin C, 35 grams of vitamin C in divided doses every day. Now, if you try to do that with fruit powder, you'd choke to death. You drown in fruit juice. You couldn't do it. But synthetic ascorbic acid has been saving lives for decades and decades. Yes, it's synthetic. However, there actually sort of isn't a choice if you want to remedy something dramatic and quickly. Similarly, there are B vitamins that are synthetic and there are B vitamins that are natural. And the reality is, to get enough B vitamins into a small capsule, they're going to be synthetic. Does that mean that they're necessarily bad? They can be derived from food. They may be synthetic, but the vast majority of even pharmaceutical drugs are derived from foodstuffs initially. So synthetic doesn't necessarily mean bad, but like with the folic acid example, there's good synthetic and bad synthetic.
So if I heard you properly a little while ago, you said if you're going to take B1, you probably want the complex with it. Did I get that right?
Exactly. So we do separate B3 because if somebody's schizophrenic or manic depressive, bipolar, they might need a much, much, much higher dose than Mr. Normal. I just want to just go back to the NAC. They tried to ban NAC in America when COVID hit because it's so incredible. It's one of the great antioxidants and detoxifiers. Anyway, with COPD, if you consider and research this, consider taking between 2 and 3 grams a day of NAC for 3 months, which is a very high dose. That's why I'm saying research it yourself. A lot of people with COPD are getting dramatic relief.
NAC.
NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
And so does that exist in any of the things that I use from you that I'm familiar with?
It is in the Immuno blend.
All right. We're going to have links to all Clive's work. If you want to get his products, which I count as top shelf, on the sponsors page, up at the top left is the Clive to Carl link. You'll need to click that, and that's where you'll get your discount for the 30 days past the day that this runs.
And by the way, there's a discount code for 10% off on all of Clive's own brand supplements. It's valid for 1 week after the show is released, and the code is CROWHEALTH10, CROWHEALTH10.
All right, that's hour one of episode 594. And I'll say there's a day will not go by where I don't take the magnesium, the B complex, the niacin minimally, and the C and all the other things. And it's really changed how I feel and a lot of things about my life. And it has proved to me that nutrition is king. It just is. And unfortunately, we live in a place where the water's usually not very good and the food is lacking nutrition at a critical level. Anyhow, there's hour one of episode 594. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode and they get access to all the forums, threads, and comments. They can also make all of those things. They can stream the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my prior scope work with lunar waves and the initial discovery of the second sun. And they get exclusive access to my current solar work. And for those who are not aware, on the 21st of August, I am as certain as I can be, I located the second sun again behind the sun we see. With that, I hope to see you logged in as a member for hour two. And I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.